No one is sure how long ago the myth of the Loch Ness Monster first surfaced in northern Scotland. For many of the people who live and work near this body of water, the monster is no myth. They offer eyewitness reports.
I'm driving along the loch side, glancing out of the window, and I saw this, as I say, described to me like this boiling in the water.
About 30 feet in length and nearly 10 feet in height from the water to the top of the back.
There's the chance. I've seen something in the water, but what is it?
Recently, a group of enthusiasts and scientists went out on an expedition to see if they could back up the eyewitness reports with scientific evidence. They will search the lake using sound waves from two different types of sonar devices. At the front of the boat is a fish finder. It directs sound waves straight down to the lake's bottom. To search the waters on either side of the boat, the expedition uses a device called side scan sonar. The side scan towfish is lowered into the water and pulled behind the boat. The sound waves it emits travel out in a 180-degree arc. Objects in the water reflect the sound waves back to their source and are sent up a cable to instruments on the boat. There, the reflected sound waves are transformed into images of the underwater environment. After several hours of routine searching, the team is suddenly hopeful.
What the heck? Is that a target?
Yes, that's a very hard return, very discreet.
Arnie Carr estimates that the target is 5 meters or 16 feet long.
Okay, height 180 to 4.
The team decides to turn around and search the same area again. If the target reappears in the same spot, it's probably stationary debris. If not, it's moving. To marine biologist Arnie Carr, the size and density of the image on the printout implies a large solid object. Very different from a school of fish.
It's an unusual target, especially the density. I mean, a moving target we've had before, but one with such a density we haven't had. Well, if you get into like a whale or something like that, yes, you will find something that dense. Usually some of the whales obviously will be larger, but 5 meters is not small.
Searching Loch Ness is more difficult than it may appear. The movement of an ancient geological fault line below the loch produced a zone of shattered rock a mile wide. Sound waves echoing off the rocky sides can produce misleading sonar images. Changes in water temperature can also generate phantom targets. Interpretation can be difficult.